SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is literally flushing out the terrorists in Gaza. The Israeli military has reportedly started flooding Hamas's elaborate network of tunnels with seawater. Falling back on the same old strategy of demonizing Donald Trump, President Biden tells campaign donors he's not sure he'd be running for re-election if Mr. Trump wasn't in the race. Mr. Biden warns that democracy is more at risk in 2024. Mr. Trump focusing on the Biden record of soaring inflation and crime, a wide-open southern border, the Chinese spy balloon, and bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, among other things. In tonight's fourth GOP presidential candidates debate will be a slimmed-down showdown.
The number of candidates on stage is shrinking, with only Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on stage at the University of Alabama. Former President Trump will again be skipping the event. This is the fourth time the presidential hopefuls are meeting. Two more debates are planned next month ahead of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Ron DeRockshire reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congress has heard from Jewish students recounting recent experiences with vicious anti-Semitism on the campus of some of America's most prestigious universities. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says it's a real problem.
Campus leadership has cowered to the woke anti-Semitic mob. This fanaticism against Israel is rooted in ignorance and hatred.
The Pacific Northwest has been basking in unseasonably mild temperatures, but along with the warmth comes flooding rains with high water rescues in southwest Washington state. Rainfall records shattered in Seattle and some parts of the Olympic Peninsula. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 29 points higher. This is SRN News. What is your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and other Virginia political leaders are decrying a decision not to allow a menorah lighting at a community event in Williamsburg over concerns related to the Israel-Hamas war. The criticism is coming from both parties after the Virginia Gazette reported that the ceremony scheduled for an art and music festival was canceled. The festival's founder told the newspaper that the menorah lighting seemed very inappropriate in light of the conflict. This is SRN News. Spend any online time with Wikipedia lately?
The Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit behind the free publicly edited online encyclopedia, says English Wikipedia has had more than 84 billion views this year. And the most popular article has been about ChatGPT. Number two this year has been the annual list of deaths, which always sees high traffic. Individual entries for notable people who died this year, such as Lisa Marie Presley and Matthew Perry, also have done well. The 2023 Cricket World Cup is in third place. The Indian Premier League is number four, while the Oppenheimer film rounds out the top five. I'm Mike Hempen.
Members of Hollywood's Actors Union have voted to ratify the tentative contract with studios that ended their nearly four-month-old strike. 78% approval from members of the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SRNnews.com.